The grenade explosions occurred late Saturday night. Unknown assailants threw the explosives into a crowded site of a government house compound protesters have occupied since late August. More than 50 people were injured, with at least three in a serious condition in hospital. Attacks also occurred at an anti-government television station, with a second attack at the largely domestic airport of Don Mueang, 30 kilometres from Bangkok. At least two people have died and dozens wounded in the escalating violence of recent weeks. The attacks have risen since the anti-government People's Alliance for Democracy, or PAD, occupied the main international airport of Suvarnabhumi last Tuesday, forcing the airport's closure. Protests then closed the Don Mueang airport 2 days later. Mr. Suit, a supporter at a pro-government community radio station, says he fears for the country's future.
I feel I'm not safe, and I look forward. I cannot see the future for my country. We close the country at the airport. We cannot import, export. We cannot do business.
PAD leaders Sunday vowed to press ahead with the protest despite crippling the multi-million dollar tourism and travel industry. Industry sources say up to 1 million jobs are threatened, together with accumulating daily financial losses running into millions of dollars. Efforts are underway to assist up to 100,000 stranded passengers to leave through a Vietnam War-era airport at Utapao, 140 kilometres southeast from Bangkok. Thousands of foreign and local passengers have descended on the airport in recent days in a bid to leave Thailand. The national carrier, Thai Airways International, foreign embassies and Thai officials have been working throughout the day to transport as many travellers out of the country as possible. Officials estimate the protest could cut in half the number of tourist arrivals to Thailand in 2009 to around 7 million people. Thai Prime Minister Somchai Wongsawat, now in the northern city of Chiang Mai, Friday declared a state of emergency in and around the two main airport terminals. Police have been attempting to negotiate with the PAD to leave the airports. Airport authorities say the earliest the terminals may open again is Tuesday. Arewat Watagon, a PAD supporter, says the situation will only be resolved with the resignation of the Prime Minister Somchai Wongsawat.
Somchai out, and the government stopped to work, and then has a new government by the people. He will to move out from every place, from the airport, from Suvarnabhumi.
On Tuesday, a constitutional court is due to hand down its verdict on whether Mr. Somchai's governing People's Power Party and other coalition partners are guilty of electoral breaches. The government would be forced to dissolve Parliament. The PAD has accused Mr. Somchai, the brother-in-law of former Prime Minister Thaksin Shinawat, of remaining under Mr. Thaksin's influence. Mr. Thaksin fled Thailand in August amid charges of corruption. He was later found guilty of corruption and sentenced to 2 years' prison. But pro-Thaksin supporters have accused the judiciary of bias. Mr. Thaksin gained widespread popularity among the rural and urban poor for his populist economic policies. The middle class accuse him of authoritarianism and corruption. Ron Corbin for VOA News, Bangkok.